Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast. This is Travis, and it is Monday morning. And so first off, welcome to the podcast. We always have people tuning in for the first time on Monday, and we are all thrilled that you are on board. What we do is we get up in the morning and we open up to a passage in Scripture. In this season, we're in the Gospel of Luke, and then we talk a little bit, and then we launch into a time of prayer and meditation and journaling, and then we continue the conversation that we're beginning right now with Jesus throughout the day, because we're friends that are friends of Jesus, and that is the simple invitation of the gospel, to journey with Jesus. So welcome aboard, grab a Bible, grab a cup of coffee, find a spot, a place that you can count on, and let's begin a talk with Jesus. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Two Masters, and we're going to, in a minute, look at a very, very famous saying, very famous teaching that Jesus of Nazareth gave. But first of all, a question. Is there anything that you're devoted to as much as you are devoted to God? Is there anything that you love like you love God? And of course, this is probably the classic example of there's a right answer. Well, no, there's nothing that rivals my affection and my love and my devotion to God. But then as we think about it, there is the real answer, which is, you know what, maybe there is something or a few things that rival my devotion, my affection, my love for God. And because from the beginning of Scripture all the way to the end, we have this thing called idolatry, which is when people or things rival our affection, our devotion, our love for God. Maybe we could just this morning in conversation with Jesus just start with the idea that there probably is something in our lives that is rivaling our affection, our love, our devotion for God. And here's the crazy thing. They're all good things. Maybe it's accomplishment or freedom, you know, or a relationship with a spouse or a child. Maybe it's being right. Maybe it's revival coming to the church. You know, maybe it's building something or doing something, a mission, a ministry. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's, you know, I could go on and on. And of course, there's the right answer. No, nothing rivals God. But then there, we read Scripture and we're like, gosh, this seems to be a prevalent thing. So there's a real answer. Maybe there is something that is rivaling our devotion, our affection for God. Maybe we are trying to have two masters in one way, shape, or form. And the reality is, as Jesus shows up onto the stage of history, he is often talking about this topic, about idolatry, about devotion to God and God alone, about trying to have two masters. And in Luke chapter 16, beginning in verse 13, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters." Now, what's Jesus getting at? He's saying, well, we've been, as human beings, created to worship, and worship means that God is first, that God is preeminent, that God is supreme. And the reality is, everything that's created or shaped is shaped for a purpose. And Jesus says in so many ways, human beings are shaped for a particular purpose, and that purpose is worship, to put God first. And the only way that a human being will actually flourish and experience life is if God is first, and nothing rivals the Creator God. That's what Jesus is saying. And if anything does compete for that affection, that love, that devotion, ironically, and we'll talk about this in a minute, we're going to end up abusing that good thing or that good person. Because in this teaching, as well as all of the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth, he's always trying to free us from death and into life, and we often miss that. And sometimes we've missed that in the midst of this particular teaching. Jesus continues in the middle of verse 13. Here's the reality. Either you will hate the one, master, and love the other, master, or you'll be devoted to the one and you will despise the other. Now, this is very practical. Jesus is saying, okay, you can't actually serve two masters. You can't. You're not created that way. It's not that Jesus is saying, you shouldn't serve two masters. Just don't do it. You shouldn't do it. No, he's saying, you can't. It doesn't work. And sometimes, of course, we try to make it work. We try to serve God and accomplishment. God and a certain relationship, right? God and doing something, building something for God. God and money. And when we try to do that, which Jesus says is impossible, we find it splitting and confusing and stressful and not ultimately workable. Not in this life or the life to come. And again, what Jesus is saying is if we try this two-master route, it will hurt us because it's not our design, and it will end up hurting and abusing the other good thing or good person that we were created to either love or steward. And so in this teaching, as in all of the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth, he has our best in mind. And then at the end of verse 13, he gives us his example, at least in this context, you cannot serve both God and money. Now that's a good example because money is something that often rivals our affection, our love, our devotion for God. And Jesus says, notice, he doesn't say you shouldn't serve both God and money. And that sometimes is how we hear it. He says you can't. You're not created that way. It actually doesn't, you know, work. And what's interesting is in verse 14, those that are listening, the Pharisees, who loved money, heard all of this and were sneering at Jesus. Now, we can either stand back and we can judge the Pharisees for sneering at Jesus because of this teaching, or we can be honest with ourselves and we can own the fact that we often sneer or get angry when we feel like we are being asked to hold with open hands that thing, that person that is rivaling our love, our devotion, our affection to God and to God alone. And the reason why we get angry, the reason why we sneer is because we have attached ourselves to these things. We've attached ourselves to these people or these endeavors, these good things or these good people, and we've asked them to give us life. The problem is, Jesus said, they were not made to give us life. There's only one person that can give us life, and that's God. We were created for worship, and everything else we were created to love, to steward. And what this topic that Jesus is talking about is called in Scripture is idolatry. And idolatry is always when we take something good and we allow it to rival the one that is good, God. When we take something good and we make that good thing everything, it wasn't intended to be everything, only God is everything. And when we do that, again, it destroys us and it destroys that thing, the whatever it is, revival. Relationship, mission, ministry, money, it destroys it because we're putting it in a place in our life that it was never meant to be. We're asking it to give us life, and it was never intended to give us life. And so Scripture says in the most loving way possible, Jesus says in the most loving way possible, all right, hold that thing that might be rivaling devotion, love, affection for God, hold it with open hands. Be willing to give it up. Be willing to let it go. Be willing to say, God, you are first and nothing else is. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to do an ancient prayer practice called palms up. So let's just take a couple minutes, sit quietly, hold out our hands, palms up, and place in your palm, metaphorically, anything, and it's probably a good thing, that might be rivaling our devotion, our love, our affection anything that's a rival master, and let's hold it with open hands, give it up, let it go, and just allow God to move in this time of prayer and meditation with him this morning to take that thing and that person, which is really good, by the way, and allow it to fit in its proper place. God is the only one to be worshiped. And then everything else is to be loved, cared for, stewarded as God's creation. So let's begin there today, and then let's spend the rest of the day with our palms up, metaphorically, walking and talking with a God that is first before anything else. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.